We have three guests on Epicenter. We have Bing Gong, an organizer of Standing Together West Marin, which is the working name for a local group that is resisting Trump. He is joined by Eleanor Thespina, who is a retired attorney and is also on the Immigration Committee of Standing Together West Marin. And joining us on the phone, we have Charles Nickel, an immigration attorney in San Francisco, who is also a part-time resident of West Marin. Welcome all. You're on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, what a wonderful thing to have all three of you here in the studio and on the phone. We're talking about this group, Standing Together West Marin, that is a local group resisting Trump. And among the many topics that the group is concerned with, the focus of Epicenter this afternoon is all about protecting immigrant rights. Eleanor, I'd like you to kick it off and introduce a little bit of your role and also introduce Charles and get right into the meat here.
Thank you. I got involved after going to some of the meetings of West Marin Collaborative. I saw that a lot of valuable, really long-term members of our community who've made families here and been workers in this community for a long time never have obtained a green card or legal immigration documents, even though their own children may be American citizens. So we're talking about people who perhaps been here 20 years, 30 years, and who are not in any way, in my mind, non-Americans. And hopefully, Charles, do you want to just go ahead and translate that really quickly? And I could pause and give you a minute so that if we have non-English speakers listening, they won't.
Estamos hablando de personas que han estado aquí por muchos años, personas que no tienen antecedentes penales, personas que están aquí trabajando. Y el propósito de este grupo que está para personas estar juntos, standing together, es para dar consejo de cómo estas personas pueden arreglar su estatus o buscar protección en el caso que inmigración llegue a la casa.
So we got together as part of this Standing Together program or group, which we invite everyone to join. And there I met Charles. He's also a member of the Immigration and Sanctuary Committee. And it would be great, Charles, if you could talk a little about your legal specialty and kind of the basics of protection for non-documented workers.
Well, my name is Charles Nickel, and I am an immigration attorney. I have almost 30 years of experience in immigration law, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what the Department of Homeland Security is doing actually to enforce the law and some of the things that that people who don't have documentation can do to be prepared if immigration arrives. And also, I want to talk about how people can go about looking for assistance and legal advice. Yo soy Charles Nickel, yo soy un abogado de inmigración, y voy a hablar un poco acerca de las cosas que el Departamento de Seguridad Nacional está haciendo actualmente para imponer la ley y de las cosas que ustedes pueden hacer para estar preparados si inmigración toca la puerta. También quiero hablar de cómo ustedes pueden buscar asistencia o consejo legal. Should I just continue? Or?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I know there's much concern about the possibility of raids, and you should know that if you have contact with an immigration official, you only have to give your name and address. You don't have to say anything about your nationality or your immigration history, and you don't have to answer the door. You have the right to have legal representation in immigration proceedings, And but the government does not have the obligation to or to provide an attorney. But after giving your name and nationality, you can simply say that I don't want to say anything more, and I want to speak with an attorney, and you do have that right. Si le habla un oficial de inmigración, usted no tiene que dar más que su nombre y su dirección, y decir que usted quiere consultar con un abogado. No debe mencionar su nacionalidad, su historia migratoria, y no tiene que contestar la puerta. Personas tienen el derecho de tener representación de un abogado en procedimientos de inmigración, pero el gobierno no tiene la obligación de proveer un abogado. And it's important to request speaking to an attorney, because if you have an interview with an immigration agent, it's possible that you could give information that could harm or eliminate your possibilities of fixing your status, or eliminate your possibility of being eligible for certain types of relief from removal, for example, such as a family petition. If someone is in the United States illegally, and they might not know this, that they went out and came back in, that could eliminate the possibility of getting your status legalized by the part of a U.S. citizen spouse or parent or a child who's over 21. So you don't always know what information could hurt your case. Si tiene una entrevista con un agente de inmigración, es posible que le dé información que puede perjudicar o eliminar sus posibilidades de arreglar su estatus legal con ciertos tipos de solicitudes. Por ejemplo, una petición familiar, si alguien ha salido de Estados Unidos y luego ha reentrado ilegalmente, esto puede eliminar la posibilidad de arreglar a través de una petición por parte de un esposo o esposa ciudadana o padres o que son ciudadanos o hijos nacidos aquí, que son mayor de 21 años. About the raids that people have heard about, and I know there have been some in Santa Cruz, and there was a situation in Seattle. Supposedly, the raids are really focusing on people who have criminal records, people who are somehow associated with gangs, or people who have outstanding orders of deportation. They're not supposed to be profiling. They're not supposed to be going after the general population of undocumented people, or people who are already trying to fix their status by some form of application before the immigration court or before the immigration service. En cuanto a las redadas, supuestamente en esas redadas de inmigración está enfocando en personas con antecedentes penales o los que son miembros de las maras, pandilleros, o personas que tienen órdenes de deportación, pero no se ocupa de la población de personas indocumentados en general o personas que ya están solicitando algún tipo de estatus ante la Corte de Inmigración o ante el Servicio de Inmigración. For time, I'd want to say, even if you haven't had contact with the Immigration Service, it's a good idea to talk to an attorney. There are many organizations which give free services. I know they're very busy right now. In Marin, the Canal Alliance, Alianza de Canal, in San Rafael, they give advice and can refer you to someone. Because even for people who haven't had contact with immigration, they may be eligible for things without knowing it, such as people who have been victims of a violent crime or people who have been, you know, victims of domestic violence can often apply for residency with a special type of visa. And there are many different types of family petitions that, that people should learn about and be aware of. I just want to say that, that bueno, aún si no ha tenido contacto con el servicio de inmigración, es buena, yo creo que es buena idea consultar con un abogado. A veces personas tienen la posibilidad de arreglar su estatus sin saberlo. Por ejemplo, personas que han sido víctimas de crímenes de violencia o violencia doméstica, muchas veces pueden aplicar para la residencia a través de una visa especial. También ciertos miembros de la familia pueden hacer peticiones familiares. Entonces, es buena idea, you know, tener una consulta con un abogado, hablar con las organizaciones y estar preparados. You should have your documents in order. You should have your passport if you have it, and bring it up to date. Have your birth certificate, marriage certificate, the certificates showing your family relationship to your children who may be U.S. citizens. And some applications require you to show your physical presence in the United States for many years. So keep your taxes and your and receipts and things that show that you have been here. También es importante tener sus documentos al día. Por ejemplo, sus actas de nacimiento, pasaporte. Importante que sea vigente, porque si usted va a aplicar para algo, para arreglar su estatus, usted va a necesitar esta documentación. También debe hacer fotocopia de su documentación y entregarlo a una persona confiable. Y también algunas de las solicitudes, usted tiene que mostrar que ha estado presente en los Estados Unidos por varios años. Entonces, si tiene su documentación como sus impuestos, sus talones de cheques, cosas que usted puede usar para probar que ha estado aquí por muchos años. Y también las actas de nacimiento de sus hijos y otros familiares, los que tengan estatus legal en este país.
Charles,
that's it. Okay. I know I'm taking a little time there. So.
No problem. I have a question.
Yeah.
If a person, and I understand there are many people like this who are on deportation lists and have been for many years,
yeah.
Do they have any remedy? Is it worthwhile for them to see an attorney and try to regularize their status?
If a person has an outstanding order of deportation, immigration can often use that, what they call reinstatement. They don't have to take you before an immigration judge. They can just use the order that they already have. However, there are, if you have, you know, outstanding equities at times, there's a possibility to see if there's a way to reopen the case. That's happening sometimes, but it is a problem because they are going in their enforcement. One of their enforcement priorities is people who have outstanding orders of deportation.
Yes.
Si hay alguien que tiene un orden de deportación, ese es un grupo que inmigración actualmente se ocupa en sus esfuerzos para imponer la ley. A veces esas personas no tienen derecho de ir ante un juez de inmigración porque inmigración ya tiene la orden de deportación. Pero en dados casos, posiblemente si tiene cosas en la familia, por ejemplo, hijos que tienen necesidades especiales, inmigración quizás puede reabrir su caso y dar algún tipo de remedio. Pero es importante, si alguien tiene una orden de deportación, que debe tener cuidado, porque es ustedes están en la lista de las personas que le están buscando.
And I understand this week there have been some rumors caused by the republication, I guess, of an old article that that raids or deportation actions were happening in our community, and people have been really fearful. Have you heard about this, and can you please translate? I understand that there still are no actions in Marin County.
Yeah. Algunos están diciendo que hay redadas en partes de algunas zonas del país y está buscando cierta clase de inmigrantes. Pero eso no ha pasado actualmente en el condado de Marin. I do know that in Santa Cruz there have been raids, but they were. It appears that they were particularly looking for gang members, mm-hmm. or people who had some kind of association. Yo sé que en Santa Cruz hubo una redada y parece que inmigración está buscando personas asociados con las maras o pandilleros. Pero eso sí está pasando. Pero de lo que yo sepa, eso no ha pasado en el condado de Marin.
Also, I was at a meeting this week where representatives from Marin County Health and Human Services were talking about people's fear of accessing programs such as CalFresh, and they wanted people to know that all that information that they give in order to apply to CalFresh is still private.
Yes. Es importante saber que las agencias, por ejemplo, es CalFresh y organizaciones que brinden asistencia, la información que ellos tienen es información privada y no es algo que van a compartir con el Departamento de Seguridad Nacional, con inmigración.
This is also true for medical services.
Eso también es igual para servicios medical.
Thank you. And what about ICE holds in the Marin County Jail? I'd love to talk about that a minute, but also the things that you recommend that people be particularly careful about to keep from finding themselves, you know, under police scrutiny.
Well, I don't know that there's been any changes with either with San Francisco or with Marin regarding ICE hold and sharing information. Certainly for nonviolent criminals, they have not been using resources, local resources, for immigration law purposes. And of course, there is the Senate Bill 54, which has been presented by Kevin De Leon, which would make it a sanctuary state. It takes the concept of a sanctuary city where they don't use local or state resources to detain, interrogate, or turn persons over to immigration.
Yes, that's
But I don't know of any change. There hasn't been any change in terms of that. Entonces, estamos hablando de personas que han tenido arrestos y si en el condado de Marin, si la policía está entregando a esas personas a inmigración, no ha sido realmente ningún cambio aquí. Aquí en San Francisco y en Marin, normalmente no están usando fondos locales y del Estado para imponer las leyes de inmigración o cooperar con inmigración. También hay una ley propuesta por parte del Senado de California. Es SB 54, y esa ley tiene la idea de la ciudad santuaria y está poniéndolo al nivel del estado. Entonces, posiblemente vamos a tener esa ley que dice que el estado no puede usar sus recursos para detener o interrogar o detener personas por las leyes de inmigración.
Excellent. And I wanted to say that the next meeting of the Immigration and Sanctuary Committee is going to be Saturday, February 25th at 2 p.m. And if people are interested who aren't already on the committee, they should call me at 415-663-1380 for the location, and Bing will repeat that number. And
okay.
Also, at the Dance Palace at 3 p.m. on February 22nd, there'll be an opportunity to express our concerns to Dennis Rodoni.
And I'd also like to announce that the next general community meeting of our Standing Together West Marin, the working title we're using, that is Resisting Trump. That date is Saturday, March 4th at the Dance Palace. That's Saturday, March 4th at the Dance Palace in the church space. And if you'd like to be on our mailing list, please email me at binggong@sonic.net. That's B-I-N-G-G-O-N-G at sonic.net. And that time of the general meeting is 3 p.m., Saturday, March 4th at the Dance Palace.
Okay.
Thank you, Charles, for joining us.
Thank you.
And giving all that important information out.
Well, thank you.
You're listening to Epicenter on KWMR Community Radio. We've been joined today by Bing Gong, an organizer of Standing Together West Marin, the working name for a local group that is resisting Trump, as well as Eleanor Thespina, a retired attorney who's on the Immigration Committee of the local group. And that was also Charles Nickel on the phone, an immigration attorney in San Francisco and part-time resident of West Marin. Thanks all for joining me on Epicenter this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.